Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't black. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Uh-huh. Allah.
Allah.
Uh-huh.
The creator.
Uh-huh.
I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
And the reason I'm starting off Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 7, Verse 15, with that particular song is because, real quick, the 6-foot step ladder for my soapbox. Yep, hitting the Trump Towers, building shaking. Trump Tower, apartment, Midtown, Manhattan. You know it caught fire on the 50th floor. I think the 67-year-old man who died was Todd Brasner. No working fire or smoke alarm in that room. No sprinkler system on the upper floors. And 2 months ago, didn't know this, 2 people were hurt in a minor fire. If a president is too cheap to protect his own property, wow, we got nothing coming. I'm done as I go back and let people know that I appreciate you all tuning into M period, A period, N period, that abbreviation acronym, music activism news. For those who go on Lake City Radio on Blog Talk, you can feel free to do like the 216-400 number, 216-609, 216-209, 216-820. You can call 646-478-0944. I'm giving you 3 quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number 1, you get info on the show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, notebook for any and all information that you receive. Disclaimer number 2, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Now listen, disclaimer number 3, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line on your mind. But if you can't talk, stay silent. But if you change your mind, you can call back and press 1. Now, let me give you a top 10 in music and entertainment for our area from a Monday to a Monday. Let's see. Now, number 10, E-Max the Image. Number 9, Live from the Garage. Number 8, Eastside. Number 7, debuting, once again, E.C. Ralph. Number 6, debuting, Black House Sounds. This coming up Friday, the 13th. Open mic. More on that just a little while. Number 5, moving up, the Speak Up Poetry, Deaf Poetry Slam last Friday night at Cleveland State University. Whoa, number 4, moving up, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. More on that in just a little while. What could be knocking these out the box? Moving up, okay, I see that. Sleepover, more on that in just a little while. Number 2, yep, this was major, National Action Network. The National Action Network, the March to Remember Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., 50 years later. More on that in just a little while. Number 1, wow, the debut of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Had a free day last Saturday. They have all kinds of different activities going on. A lot of them you have to pay for, but it's leading up into the induction ceremony. So there you go. So what I'm going to make the attempt to do, go to that first phone caller, the 216-400, after letting people know that if you choose to, you can always check out Joseph Motley Jr. period on Facebook or Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube. You can also check out none other than emaxxradio@gmail.com if you wish to send in music or anything, emaxxradio@gmail.com, and letting people know that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is tomorrow, voiceofradio.com. That's a Tuesday, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Now, I'm going to 216-400. 216-400. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, and I'm thankful, Mr. Porter, that at the workshop I was able to, I guess you could say, pay tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King. And I'll just only recite just the top part, you know, one verse of the poem that I wrote years ago for them to use at the rally on voting rights in Montgomery. Way down yonder in the southern state, us colored folks didn't even rate, because we were ruled by King Jim Crow, who planned to be king forevermore. He ruled with an iron hand and taught segregation as the law of the land. Now all this happened in Alabama, where we had to say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. And that's just a part of it. And each day, because the reason I brought it up is because Milligram said they're going to come up, your group are going to come up with something, and I'll record that next year. So thank you for everything, and thank you for the tribute to Dr. King at the workshop.
Hey, that's no problem at all. All right, and thank you, Mother Porter. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. And keep up the good work, sir.
We'll do our very best, and thank you. And then also I've got to talk to Mr. Milligram. Before we do certain things, we always have to take group votes and all of that. I'll get back to that at a different time, at a different station, and all of that. Anyway, what I'm going to do is go back to the past to say that since it was brought up that there was a hip-hop workshop. It actually was a hip-hop workshop the past Saturday. It was episode number 190. I'm going to read the names as I can, as best as I can, since it was just brought up. Mama Porter did poetry. We also had quite a few others, like Matt, the DJ. He did a rocker-style thing I didn't expect. DJ Dollar Rock did tributes to Love Bug, Starsky, and Craig Mack on the Wheels of Steel. You also had Nameless driving over 305 miles to come here. He said he'd be back for the next workshop, food and stuff like that. So, wow, and I also want to thank Matea, who he brought, Matea Parson, because while he sent out his prayers, she's a laying hands on person. We had also Flow Masters and Black House Sounds, Mr. Milligram, Bill Silver, B. Richards, Edutainment Royalty Roundtable, I believe that's on Wednesdays from 7 to 9 p.m. on voiceradio.com. Flow Masters is, of course, Tuesdays at 6 to 8 p.m. then I have to go through and at least say that it was nice to have Big E, Mr. Man, Ronnie B, Janine Jones. Now, Ronnie B is Ronnie B. That's all I can say. Hip Hop Workshop News. We also had Robert at Gold Voice. That's at Gold Voice. You can check him out. Even on YouTube, he interviews artists and stuff like that. The solo poet finally made her re-debut. We also had Najaka Davis. We also had Mr. Carl Powers III, the host with the most from Black House Sounds Open Mic, which I believe there's one coming up this coming Friday evening. And it was real nice because the National Action Network's own Elder Jacqueline Goodrum, as a matter of fact, Mr. Powers introduced her as only he could in his show host role. And we also had Minister Gwendolyn Pitts, who spoke, Eric Magnus from Black Wealth, MC Derek, and I'm just looking at Twiggy, Ellie, Jaleel, Abdullah, wait a minute, Suave Gotti showed up, Tez, EL, Vita, Kata, Katie, and Camp Journey. Now, you know, like I can say, Arab youth wandering in, two white young ladies wandering in and staying to check out what was going on. Now, Camp Journey came in and performed with youth. Got to get them to that open mic that's coming up. Suave, like I say, came in with Big Ed from Strong Arm Entertainment. Let me tell you something. Along with Suave's performance, for those who don't know Big Ed, well, he was behind Battle Axe. And Battle Axe, a.k.a. Push Buttons, did B-Rock for the HBD back in the day. The original home from 71 North. Yeah, the Booty Bounce guys. Uh-huh. And also, they did the original track that I used for on that Sheriff CD, which featured myself and brother Legacy and Joseph Motley Jr. filmed the first video. They were the ones behind the beat that was used for the Radio Zero, the original one. And also, Pitch, she's also on the Deacon Lee Adams WERE 1490 AM show on Fridays from 5 to 6 p.m., I believe. And, of course, on top of that, it was just one of those nice things. I've already said certain things, so I'll let people know that this Friday night, 7 p.m., quit with that time, the Black House Sounds. Wow, April the 13th, hold on, the Friday, April the 13th, open mic night. And that will be at 17325 Euclid Avenue, 44112, second floor, suite 2190. Just look for the Friends Fellowship sign. Free to attend, bring your family, free food. The number 28 bus passes by the Chandler Park building. Also, I want to throw out there real quick, last Friday, OPN Solutions was held at 15453 Euclid Avenue, 44112, at the Oppressed People's Nation Community Center with OPN, Black on Black Crime Incorporated. The next one will be April 20th, 2018. And just let you know those few little things before I go to the phone line and see what's happening with 216609. They're probably not very happy with hip-hop workshops or open mic nights, but I'll give them a chance to talk. How you doing out there? 216609.
How's it going?
Oh, man, it's going excellent to hear from you once again. Well, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, once again, I want to say hello to everyone that's calling in tonight, especially Carl Powers III, Bane, Miller Grant, so many people. We do have a show coming up, a little special show coming up on the 12th of this month. Advertisement and everything will pick up, and I just want to put that out there. So next Monday, I will give you all more details. Also want to let you know about Art McCoy and what he do at his barbershop. I was checking them brothers out the other day, and Dollar was, man, the little kid was in the chair, and 3 minutes later, it was like done. I'm like, wow. The people were so happy, and I ain't saw that in a long time. That means I need to get out to the barbershop a lot. But, yeah, it was live there. Other than that, come on out to the open mic. Like I say, people, come on out. Bring yourself there. It's fun. you know. But, you know, me just saying it over the phone, it don't mean anything. You got to come in and really feel the vibe to know what I'm saying. So come on out this Friday night. Everything was said in detail, so you know the address, you know how to get there on the bus, you know it's a parking lot, we know it's security in the building, we know that it's a safe environment. So people, think about that. God bless you all. Check out Joseph Motley Jr. on the YouTube, and God bless you all. Peace.
Thank you so much. Peace. And before I get to 216-209-216-820, okay, let me see. Let people know that the Art McCoy Radio Show is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERU 1490 AM. The Kent and Angelica Radio Program is Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM. And the MC Chill Radio Show is Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU. All three can be found at www.newstalkcleveland.com. Boom, knock them out the way. And before I do anything else, I will give you a couple of, quick things. I just want to throw out there and let people know that, number one, that this evening, well, what happened this afternoon, got in from a sleepover out just a little while. But this evening, Joe Paganakis, and this is only a 4-foot step ladder because, you do what you have to do. But Joe Paganakis from NewsNet 5 interviewed Man in the Street and East Cleveland residents, because Dollar General burnt about 6 weeks ago and hasn't properly been secured. So young people and adults looted it and are still going inside there. They did put up some sealing the building. Looks like some of the other people, maybe PMA and others, will finish that job now. But there are people still going around the fence, hiding and back. And I said, I feel sorry for the East Clevelanders who have lost a key bank. Another dollar store, which was, if people don't remember, at the Rally's Plaza right off Doane. Also, they lost a check cashing spot, post office, 2 out of 3 libraries, and now a name brand dollar store like Dollar General. And I want to send out, did you have the nerve to call me on my personal phone line when you know I'm on the radio, Brother Art McCoy? You get that infamous shout out. And where was I? Anyway, I just basically asked for, on the air, for Dollar General, corporate, to either open it back up, because you have people from Terrace Towers, Crystal, other places. Seniors, they definitely, and those who are walking closer on Euclid area and around from even the Hayden part, they need that. And you knew it was always some money there because, hell, he always had a full parking lot on people's paydays, on Fridays to Saturdays, as well as the first 2 weeks of check days throughout the month. So, that's what we were looking at, for it to either be knocked down and rebuilt, or they say, hey, we're not going to open it up, so we're going to secure it and everything else. And you had the rats running through. So at least that's part of what was going on, and I need to let people know that this coming Sunday, April the 15th, 2018, it's the 3rd annual DJ Cypher, 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You can look for that in the events mode. That's the 3rd annual DJ Cypher, 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 7804 Carnegie Avenue. Host is 107.9 Deuce, DJ Tech. Hey, I was able to have him on a couple of my albums thanks to him being one of the ones who helped play my music at the beginning of my career. Also, you'll have artist Ricky Rich, Connie Sun, I do believe Coco Z, the Mix Mistress, DJ L Dog, DJ Chicago. So with that being said, I'm going to go to that 216-209, because they're probably saying, damn it, let Dollar General stay closed. 216-209, how you doing out there?
Pretty good, Brother Al. This is John from Black Odyssey.
Got you. What's new, man? Because I remember I got a chance to actually pass by your place of business last Friday. So what's going on with you?
Oh, man, a little bit of everything, man. We got the All-American Shoe Shine. That's going well. Videos for OG Disco, Goldie, that's going well. We got another one going this weekend for Goldie, so I got another one coming soon for Honesty Blade. Black Odyssey has a video coming soon, so it's a lot of work that we gonna be getting ready to put out real soon. So y'all just stay tuned. That's the one thing I want to say is just stay tuned. We really not giving no dates. We just dropping the stuff because it's so much work we got that's going on. Man, life is good, and we've been really been blessed by God. So I just want to take the time to just, you know, give God the praise for that because, you know, without him, there's no me or no plan to begin with. And you know, and I'm going to give a special shout-out to Lethal from Black Odyssey. Y'all don't get a chance to hear from much from him, but today is his birthday, so I'm really giving him a special shout-out today.
Right. Happy birthday to my brother and all of this, Lethal.
Yeah, and, man, and, you know, I'm just having a real good, a really good week, really good night. Man, there's so much good things. I'm just hoping y'all hear the vibrations in my voice. And shout-out to everybody that called this program. Shout-out to Black House Sounds, and keep up the good work. And you know, and I'm going to sign off because only reason why I'm signing off is because the phone is going to go dead, and I don't want it to die on you. So you guys enjoy a great night, and I will be on the next broadcast.
Appreciate you, brother. Peace. And I can say that I can appreciate that move because you never want your phone to die out in the middle of a conversation. I've had that happen to me, and it didn't work out too well. So before I go to the 216-820, and I still see the 209 still on, so we never know what might happen. But I do want to say that before I go to the 216-820, this one is a deep story because at the end of it, I've got to give a shout-out, but it's a 12-foot stepladder for my soapbox. Before I go to 216-820, I want to definitely say that that's something that's interesting. Wow. An actress, all right, Nicole Rochelle, 39 years old. One time she starred on The Cosby Show for about four episodes, but I believe it was four episodes alongside, you know, Keisha Knight's Coleman, Rudy Huxtable. Now, you're probably saying, okay, and hold on, let me get to it. Anyway, she's now 39 years old. She today jumped over a protective barrier. Now, this is what was going on. Real story. She disrupted the Bill Cosby trial as Bill Cosby and his team of lawyers were getting out of their vehicle to go inside a Montgomery County courthouse in suburban Philadelphia. Now, Cosby is accused of drugging and molesting a woman in 2004. Now, Rochelle belongs to International Feminist Group, and her torso, you know, without a top on, had written on her, I believe, Women's Lives Matter, Cosby Rapist. I'm still trying to get why she did that because I don't know if I was able to focus on her message or not, but that's a different story. Anyway, you know, about 50 women have at least, they said that he drugged them and raped them, you know, Captain Quaaludes, but I digress. Now, here's a fact. I don't know if he's guilty of all that or not, just that he supplied Quaaludes. But, you know, he did plead. He took a plea deal, and he tried to have it sealed. He paid money to one woman who accused him. Well, that didn't stay quiet. Since then, almost 50-plus women hit him up hard, I guess looking for money and possible attention now. Michael Jackson, I'm segueing into something different. You'll probably say, what the hell does he have to do with it? Well, you know he was accused of molesting a little boy, but he took a plea deal, paid the boy's family, should have ended there. But no, another family came out of nowhere with a kid and accused him. This time he fought and he won in court. You might remember because he was dressed as Captain Crunch and he stood up on a vehicle and after that, no more little boys and their folks or parents or guardians or whatever came out. Now, Ruel Sailor, you know, this is where I'm going. We're bringing it back local. He spent 15 years behind bars for a crime he said he didn't do. And his fiance came to a Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting, and, you know, she said, look, he's not guilty. Here are the facts. He's in prison. Got you. So when his fiance Amy came to us, you know, we helped lead two major rallies, one last year and one this year. And guess what? He was released at least two Wednesdays ago. Now, we saw him at the National Action Network March in memory of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s death. And I was glad that Joe from Black House Sounds was there because he was able to at least, you know, take some footage and put it on his page. That's why we tell you about certain people's pages. But anyway, Ruel Sailor said on Newsnet 5 to Joe Paganakis that he thanked Black on Black Crime Incorporated and Al Porter, supporting him, believing him. Moral to this story, if you know you're innocent, don't take a plea deal because nobody can fight for you. You're at the mercy of the court, and anyone else comes out against you. That's what you become cannon fodder for. So this coming Wednesday at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, we'll celebrate with Ruel and his supporters and his release and the fact that we also own our new headquarters, and that will be at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, really starting off, which will, I guess I'll officially let people hear the CMHA project starting at 6. And that's at 15415 Kipling Avenue. That's a 44110 off of Ivanhoe, the number 1, number 37, number 28 buses do pass by. Number 1 and 37, close to the east 152nd St. Clair intersection. Now, if you take the 28 and get off of Euclid, that means you are definitely in good shape and you want to walk through and get that extra, you know, exercise. You can do that. So anyway, I just want to say that, and I also want to let people know that you can check on Facebook for Black House Sounds Open Mic or Melanated Media News, Facebook, YouTube. I'm going to 216-820, who they probably want to get up here and tell me a few things and just let me know that, hey, take the plea deal and quit wasting our time. 216-820, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing there, Mr. Porter?
I'm doing well. What about you?
Well, I'm in a large amount of pain, you know what I mean. I'm up here talking to you with the headphones on, you know what I'm saying, which is why I'm in a lot of pain, you know what I'm saying, why y'all hear my voice. That is that much enthusiasm, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm up here talking to you, my hand all swelled up, you know what I mean? Looking like the size of a grapefruit almost. But you know what?
Ouch.
Enough about me. Enough about that. Let's talk about what's been happening, and let's talk about what's going to happen. Now, I'm sure you've heard from my partner, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Motley, about the upcoming show coming up real soon on May 12th. Beginning next week, we will be spreading details about that. But you don't have to wait till May 12th to see us. You can see us live this Friday. Where? Friends and Fellowship. The address, 17325 Euclid Avenue. Second floor of the Chandler Park building. That's the old Cleveland Clinic building. Take the 28 bus to get there. It's at the corner of London and Euclid. Don't be afraid. Don't be alarmed. Don't go look for no babysitter if you're watching kids. It's an event for them. Bring them on out with you. It's free food, fun, and it is an event that every single person can enjoy. For the past couple weeks, we have been doing a lot of great things. We've had a lot of surprises, a lot of side advice been given out, and it has also have been a place for the youth and the community to showcase their talents, and that's what Black House Sound is all about, the youth, and making our community a much better place for our children. So what I need for everyone to do, if you're not busy this Friday from 7 to 9, remember what I said, 17325 Euclid Avenue. That is right there at the Chandler Park building. You know? So come on out and bring your friends, bring your family, because it is a happening place to be, and you will not, I promise you, you will not be disappointed. You know what I'm saying? Much love to the founder of Black House Sound, Mr. Motley.
Sheriff Kilroy, my brother Hurricane Bang, Mr. Milligram, all the other affiliates that's been down with Black House Sound. Shouts out to Black Odyssey for always showing Black House Sound some love each time they call in on the station. And Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. I'm about to get out of here. I'm about to take these aspirins and lay it on down. But I just want everybody to know that, hey, you know, come on out and enjoy yourself because it's a free event for everyone. Much love to everyone. Peace.
Peace. And, man, I appreciate everybody still on the line listening. Before I get to this other phone caller from 216-702. That's 216-702. Before I go and take that phone call, I would just like to say that 18-foot step ladder, and then I can get to the caller. I would like to ask, you know, what will you do to protect the children? I mean, you have 4-year-old Anaya Day Garrett murdered after 14 cases of reports on abuse to Children's Protective Services. Now, at the Jane Edna Hunter Social Services Center. Now, 45 children murdered, you know, since about 2015, up under the watchful eye of Cuyahoga County Councils, especially the executive Armand Budish taking over. So let's say part one happened on Friday, where Donald Walker Brown and the City Republican Movement, Man in the Street, represent also Black on Black Crime Incorporated and ICRM, Kimberly F. Brown of the Brown Report newspaper went to speak to Armand Budish and set up a meeting. Well, his personal security, whatever you want to say, who was sitting up there at the desk, said we couldn't see him that way. So Kimberly F. Brown left a detailed letter demanding a meeting with him within 10 days. Now, I would like to thank my D. Woods for at least hanging with me on that particular day. Now, last night was the actual sleepover at the Jane Edna Center. After, it will say, it was 2 days after we visited the Cuyahoga County building with a letter concerning policy and procedure. Now, thing is, I want to thank General Donald Walker Brown of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, the first female general of the action committee, because it was cold. Yeah, it's bitter cold. But anyway, I digress and say that, you know, to have Donna Brown there from the City Republican Movement throughout the evening to this morning, Black Man's Army, Black Lives Matter, Carl Stokes Brigade, Melanated Media News, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, Rhonda Hills and Pure Women's Coalition, the Lawyers Foundation, Brown Report once again, even Suave Gotti, his wife, showed up. Giles Photography, or Giles Photography and Event Planning, coffee, donuts, bag lunches, pasta, salad, water, Mount Zion Church, Brenda Jacobs Prayer Warriors. You even had Charles C. from the monitors of the Police Community Commission, you know, Police Commission, for him to show up and support. All I can say is wow. So, you know, this morning, Channel 3 Facebook Live, and it was interesting to see over 20 plus social workers come out to support what we were doing. I'm going to, there's so much there. If I tell people to look at Alfred Porter Jr. period, which is Alfred Porter Jr. period on Facebook, or a profile picture of a sheriff's page, or actually link yourself in with what was called, simply put, sleepover, in so many different things, you'll see a whole lot. But I do want to say that the main thing that I spoke on personally was on the number 45, because a lot of people know that if you mention number 45 in D.C., a lot of disdain happens. It's a lot of disdain for none other than D.C., the White House. But if you look in our region, number 45, when you mention 45, you should think of 45 children dying underneath the watch of Armand Budish, so there needs to be some disdain towards that name. And the Cuyahoga County building on East 9th Street, there are rumors abounding that all of a sudden Armand Budish wants to meet with people, but we're going to see if that's real or not. I'm going to that 216
702 phone number. Before I do that, like I said, I do need to make sure that I throw in here, you can Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. You can also check out OPN Radio on weupradio.com. That's at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on a Monday on Facebook or Blog Talk, Deke Ambit Radio. But right now, I'm going to the 216-702 phone number, which will probably tell me that there was no problem down at the Jane Edna Center and leave Armand Budish alone. So with that being said, everybody gets a free shot. 216-702, what's on your mind this evening?
All right, this is Donna Brown, the general, field general for Black on Black Crime, Al.
Okay.
I'm calling to let you know that I feel as though it was a success, but we still got to meet with Armand Budish. That's our neck. That's on our agenda. And we got to bring back the leaders that were out there. Angela Woodson, she was an organizer and really instrumental in on us having our demand. You know, sometimes you got to protest, and then at other times you got to be able to lead. And leading is being able to say that we got some demands and we're going to stand strong. Sometimes when you don't have the key people and in place, and what I'm talking about as far as the key people, with a night-a-day father not showing up, the movement didn't stop. It had to keep on because it was bigger than just Anaya. It was about the 45 that we've lost. And I want to tell everybody that was out there all night, people that came and left, we appreciate it because it took them in order for us to even be able to think that we got a chance at having a meeting with Armand Budish. And definitely a difference was made. And families were able to be, they're going to get some services that were long needed, but they never knew how to get the services that would be needed, and they were free. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I'm just happy that the community, the village has awakened, and it has let the people know that we're not going away, and our babies and our old people, they off limits to crime. We're not going to accept it. It was really an honor being able to lead you guys in that task yesterday. I'm not going to say I took it lightly because anytime you're dealing with the safety of children, it's always top priority. And I was happy that, you know, it wasn't just a black thing. It was a children's thing. It didn't matter what color the child was. We was there representing all of them. And I'm just happy that you were a part of it. You helped me out far as promoting it. And you worked me far as promoting it. But, brother, I appreciate everything you've done. And for all the people, especially the four ladies that stayed overnight, I appreciate it, and I want them ladies to know it was an honor being a woman and being able to sit there with them. And God is with us, and as long as we stay, it's not our plan, it's his plan. As long as we stay obedient, then we can't have nothing but success. And the next level is for us to talk to Armand Budish and get to making some policies, because the system has failed our children and is broke, and it is left up to the community now to fix it, because the higher-ups, they let it go to systemic failure.
You're right about that. And thank you so much for that phone call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, bro. Thank you.
No problem. And, you know, I'm seeing the 216-571 come in. So, you know, before I take that phone call, I do, I would definitely be remiss if I didn't say that the 16th Annual Minority Men's Health Fair is taking place April 19th, that's Thursday, Thursday, April the 19th, Cleveland Clinic's main campus at the Glickman Tower building. That's from 5:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 8:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Basically speaking, that's just to let you know that you definitely need to get out there and at least check yourself. Please check on your health which is very important. I also need to go back in time just a little bit, finish things off, and say you can Facebook Champagne Bang, or the official Champagne Bang page on Facebook. And also, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., or go to the web of blackonblackcleveland.com. I do know that before I take the 216-571 phone call that I got word that Pastor Omar Medina grand opening service with guest Janisa Webb from Channel 5 News and a singer and preacher David Valaquez. It's at the Iglesia Comunidad de Fe Center, which is now 5246 Broadway Avenue. That's Cleveland, Ohio, 44127. It opens up this Friday, April the 13th, 2018, 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. I think sometime, not this coming Friday, but on a Friday, I will definitely go check that one out. So what I'll do is look at that 216-571 phone number. They probably want to get on me and say I should be giving out all this information. But 216-571, how are you? And 216-571 going three times. And I thank you so much because you followed the rules. The rules are that, hey, sometimes you might not be able to talk. Hey, you might be at work. You might be doing something else. You might be watching American Idol. But if you can't talk, that's all right, because all you have to do is stay silent. But if you change your mind, you can always press 1 or call back. So what I'll do is, I'll dedicate this next track because it was the 18th annual march commemorating the memory of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., assassinated April 4th, 1968. That happened last Wednesday, April the 4th, 2018, and it was very, very interesting because for me to at least be among so many great people, I mean, you had Marcia McCoy, who was the mistress of ceremonies, alongside Dr. E.T. Cavanaugh from National Action Network, Elder Jacqueline Goodrum, the, of course, Lift Every Voice and Sing, sung by William Clarence Marshall. You haven't heard that song until it's been performed by an accomplished opera singer. Remarks were from the National Action Network Midwest Regional Director, which was Reverend Charles Williams, as well as Prester Pickett did a rendition of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Sounded just like him. That's one thing he's always able to do. This May Be My Last Time by Victor Davis. And I also must say that Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around. It was just powerful. And it was beautiful. It was beautiful. Of course, I got a chance. I believe Cleveland.com showed Man in the Streets bullhorn over to be used. No, I didn't speak, perform, or anything like that. But it wasn't about doing that type. It's doing the creator's work and making sure that the movement goes forward. That's it. Plain and simple. And some of the people who were there, well, I know I was proud because we were able to bring 2 out of 3 of the red, black, and green flags. So with that being said, National Action Network, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black House Sounds, Friends Fellowship, Bible Church, Black Man's Army, Carl Stokes Brigade, Refuse Fascism, Black Lives Matter, Ivanka Hall, Justin Anderson, Ruel Saylor, Amy, Shaw High Band, Mike from SEIU 1199, you know, we walked down East 105, that's 10-5 people, went to Corey Methodist Church first for a history program. Also, some of the others who were there was, of course, I believe, the Kucinich team, including Lieutenant Gubernatorial candidate and the candidate for Lieutenant Governor, rather, Tara Samples. You also had just 2 types of programs. And it was beautiful. It finished up at Greater Abyssinia, a nice meal with salad, baked fried chicken, mac and cheese, brie, cabbage, cornbread, all that type of stuff, 2 types of cake. But I was just thankful that we were able to sit back, watch a montage, and remember that the dream can and should still live. And for those who don't think about it, just remember one of the things that really did, I believe, if you look at history, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. knew he was going to die. He knew it. Before I play this next track,
thing about it is he almost deserved to die, because I don't think if they were just leaving it on a voting record, I think a lot of people were going to guess that, no, they might not kill him over that, because they might not give those Negroes no right to vote anyway. So they expected that it might fail. But when he said something that led to his death within an almost 48-hour period, he let black people know back then, hey, guess what? Spending over 30-point-something billion dollars in America, why don't we go and say we're not going to spend money in America until you treat us right? Yep, I guess you know what happens after that, didn't you? Anyway, I'm going to play this next track. Probably play a couple of things from Black House Sounds, but this one right here, for those people who thought that, hey, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, or you can't do this, you can't do that. Hey, CCR, that's the one thing I love about the CCR too as well. Hey, we ain't listen to no
idea. We are.
History lesson.
We are. By the CCR, Cleveland conscious rap. Have you ever just lost for a moment? Feel like your life is out numbered. You know what I'm saying? Like your life, you know? Education is helping you do all the right things. You be right to everybody. And it just seems like you keep getting bad luck. Now, some people might say, yeah, if you was doing the right things, you wouldn't be going through all this bad luck, right? Well, we was doing the right thing when we was in Africa before they even took us, right? Or was we doing the wrong thing, selling our people, and then they came and took us? Well, however it goes, it's Cleveland conscious rap, you know what I'm talking about?
I'ma make it really right. Test your heart and how you feel inside. You can see the pressure through your naked eye. Resist them. Whenever put their weapon down, can't say a lot. In the past, they'll take you out. Remember Marcus Garvey? We return to Africa, they can't starve me. So why is all this hating, all this R&D? What happened to conscious rap through rapping R&B? Martin Luther King died because of earning. My ancestors speaking to me through a journey. Hey. And you don't really care, don't concern me. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me. No matter what they say, they never heard me. No matter what they do, they never heard me. I ain't listening. My ancestors told me it's a county. Coming through the winter, we talk against each other, close set up. All the shackles in the chain, never let up. Through all our mistakes, we still get up. You can show me amazing things, but can you show me trust? If life was really good, you would be robbing us. And why you keep your secrets? Why you lying to us? I recall episodes, you remember the rules. I never thought in my lifetime I'd see it true. Your own people take your life like working prizes too. Everybody see the vision of the work is due. You believe everything on the news. Just a logo, a brand that be on your shoes. But when you left out, you lost the point of view. And you wonder how this monster enslaving you. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listen.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listen. My ancestors told me it's journey. Now today, I ain't listen to the conditions, big business. Now today, I ain't listen. My ancestors just told me it's a journey. Now today,
if I can go to Africa and sow my oats, talk about the ancestors that I ain't never know. They changed our language and all our culture, and gave you Jesus and took it over. The pyramids in Egypt for newer order. If they ain't stop slavery, then they enslaved some more of us. Like said, it best to set up the spell. You either selling dope or going to work a jail. Your children teaching the parents to work and fail. You a working man, and now your child is going gay, man. And now you wanna do something, but it's out of hand. See, y'all don't understand. If the blood can talk, got them eyes on ya. I ain't listen to old school, I was on the corner. And when Africa's come to America, we phone it. We gotta learn to love each other like you left a homie. not today. I didn't listen to the condition. Big business.
Yo, they can never hurt me.
I didn't listen. My ancestors told me it's a journey. Now what's today? What's the right direct? What's the wrong direct? Politicians only care when you vote for them. This pale Negro huddle up an open gym. I give them food, I swear you can open them. Sex and drugs, they addicted every second in. Most people can't breathe, ashamed, thinking better than. As Bill Cosby, thankful what you said. Then you can't help but follow, cause they learning it. For every life went in vain, now it's over with. For baby mamas and baby fathers need companionship. No one wanna be directed, so the game shift. And your ego got you tripping on some things, yeah. They don't care about us, what's the mothership? Thank God for my mother, Gail Brooks. Show somebody seen ya, I never leave ya. Even though it's hard to love, I will never leave ya. This to my baby sisters and my baby brother. To the seeds that they made, I don't see no others. White supremacy, I'm here to make a puzzle. And if you fall forward, then the dog is muzzled. Why every rapper you hear, they talking about a hustle. Currency don't come from God, so why you trying to bust yo? Instead of helping your people, you rather pull a back door. And you wonder why we all in the same struggle. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listen.
No matter what they
say, they can never hurt
me. Big business.
No matter what they do, they can never hurt
me. I ain't listen. My ancestors told me it's a journey.
And of course, welcome back. And before I check out, give a couple of minutes to this 216-600 number, I just want to thank former mayoral candidate Kylo, Robert Kylo and Kim Snyder, she's from Black on Black Crime Incorporated, HUD Ministries. They invited Man in the Street out last Friday morning to at least hear about the Indianapolis 10-point program that worked in Tennessee also. Vice President Mike Pence program, and to also, that's where I saw Pastor Omar Medina, as well as Pastor Lamont Richards from Chilling in the Chapel. That's what he does. But it was just good to hear about a program that should be able to come in and help get boots on the ground and deal with some of the crime that's out there in the community. If you're not doing work to change your area, wonder what kind of work you're really doing. Let me see what's on the mind of 216-600. 216-600, how are you?
Man, I'm doing fine there, Mr. Porter. How you doing tonight, man?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. I think I know who this is. Who is it now?
Oh, it's the one and only Mr. Hurricane Bang, man, reporting live on live. You know what I mean?
Right, right. We even talked about some of your sites and everything. So what's going on with you, man?
Man, not too much, man. I just wanted to say, man, that just from hearing that wonderful song from Joseph Molly Jr., man, the thing I'm going to say today is going to be that, man, you guys got to listen, man. You know, everybody want to talk, man. Everybody want to talk, but don't nobody want to listen. Ain't that the truth, Mr. Porter?
That is so true. It's absolutely true. I can't even argue with that. I'm glad somebody else came along because if I said it, somebody be like, oh, man, you mean. But I'm glad you said that, brother.
Oh, man. You know, I just wanted to drop some knowledge to the viewers. Like, you know, these last, like, 3 weeks, man, I've been dropping knowledge as long as my musical endeavorment. So, you know, I think I'm going to go ahead and keep that going. So that's going to be the thing for this week. It's going to be, y'all got to listen, man. You got to listen. Everybody want to talk, but you got to listen because you can't learn if you don't listen. And, you know, before
that's
I get on here, it's going to be on, I'm on Facebook at Champagne Bang. I got a music page on Facebook, the official Hurricane Bang / underrated music page. I am on That Piff. I got 2 mixtapes on That Piff. I got things on YouTube, man, all over the Black House Now page, man. Shout out to Mr. Porter. Shout out to Nelson Molly Jr. Shout out to Mr. Powers, man. You know, we got a movement going, man. And, you know, There's just so many things that's going on, man, that's going to be coming up. So y'all just be looking for that, man. Hurricane Bang. Reporting out.
Appreciate you, man. Yes, sir. And I appreciate that. Hey, this has been one of those fast-moving shows. Before I get into maybe one of my final, like, thoughts or news stories for the evening, I just want to throw out there for those who might have missed it, MMA or mixed martial arts fighter, Conor McGregor, you know, he was freed, I believe, the past Friday on $50,000 bail in New York after he and a group of MMA, let's say thugs, attacked a bus carrying other UFC fighters. They smashed a bus window. They even cut the face of somebody who was a fighter. And, you know, the UFC president was dismayed by Conor McGregor's behavior. And before I play this next song, I can't even pull out a stepladder or get on the soapbox. How the hell are you dismayed at Conor McGregor's behavior? When Conor McGregor makes a living beating mother's faces in until they have, like, busted lips, broken noses, twisted arms, kicking them in the groin and everything else, and you're dismayed at his violent behavior. Really? All right, let me tell you something. Hold on a second. Another infamous shout-out. Art McCoy, you had the nerve to call my radio program again a second time on my personal phone line while I'm live on the air. Let me tell you something. I'll be right back after this. I'm going to play a little bit of Protocol from Black House Sound, and I'll be right back after this. I promise.
On everything she don't even know. A real woman gotta hit the door. Anything she say, it goes.
Nobody
she looking at. From head to toe.
She say
she's
nothing like a Cleveland show.
Them duffel bags being filled back door. This fine guy just walked through the door. Can't dispute she beautiful. She draped down with that Louis though. Like some actress in a movie though. Them wretched ones all in the face. Can't let the bros confuse me though. Like analog. She gave a number. I'm show the call. I'm making up words like protocol. That girl was protocol. I got that notice off. She got that notice off. I'ma have to vote it, y'all. 1 month, I voted, y'all. Sex money, my motive, y'all. This diva got her point across. I'm feeling
on everything she don't even know. A real woman coming in the door. Anything she say, it goes. She draped down from head to toe. Like a Cleveland show. Them duffel bags being filled back though. Out.
An activist in the streets, just to let you know. I see the diva class walk through the door. You approach me so I know you don't mess with scrubs. I'm not B.I.G. I don't need a back rub. Tell them other girls they don't have to act up. Diva walk through the door, make the others back up. I got the lyrical dishy like you rap blood. It was late night, just tipsy, and not drunk.
On everything she don't even know. A real woman coming in the door. Anything she say, it goes. She draped down from head to toe.
Yeah.
She say it's nothing
you
like
know
a Cleveland show. Show them duffel bags being filled back door.
She praying that my relationship fall. Bitch wanna be that other broad. Knowing well I don't like that junk at all. Going down that barrel of protocol. I ain't even run up in that girl raw. She catching feelings out at the ball. She really gon' have to take a walk. Cause I don't need no woman that's gonna stall. I already gave you what you want. A one night stand is what you want. You want it to be your permanent thing. Well baby kicks it ain't my fault. When it comes to the lust you know it's least. My justice became your ride of peace. And my only resort is to get like Barry White and practice what a breeze.
On everything she don't even know. A real woman coming in the door. Anything she say it goes. Baby girl, she draped down from head to toe. She say it's nothing like a Cleveland show. Them duffel bags being filled back though. Out, out.
From that CCR 2, before I leave out of here, because one thing I can say, I want to send that song out to any and all ladies who had to deal with artists or people in the entertainment industry, and you still can figure out a way to deal with it. Real diva right there. 60-foot step ladder before I leave out of here for my soapbox, because for those who don't remember or they're wondering what the hell happened and why everybody was upset, it was because Attorney General Jeff Sessions fired former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe about three Fridays ago. It was 2 days. This is what made it so bad. Shy of his retirement, ending the career of an official who rose to serve as second in command at the Bureau. Now, McCabe, hey, he had been recently and regularly taunted by President Trump and besieged by accusations that he misled Justice Center investigations. And you know, right after his firing, McCabe said his firing was part of a larger effort to discredit the FBI and special counsel investigation, and he added that this attack on my credibility is one part of a larger effort not just to slander me personally, but to taint the FBI, law enforcement, and intelligence professionals in general. And he said this attack was a part of this of administration's ongoing war with the FBI and the efforts of the special counsel investigation, which continues to this very day. Their persistence in this campaign only highlights their important work. Now, afterwards, you know, Trump, Andrew McCabe fired. A great day for the hardworking men and women of the FBI. Great day for democracy. Sanctimonious James Comey. Comey has his boss. He was his boss and made McCabe look like a choir boy. He knew all about the lies and corruption going on at highest levels of the FBI. This was cruel and unusual punishment. And my thing is this, it was cruel and unusual punishment. Why? Because he was fired by the president 2 days before his 50th birthday, where he was supposed to retire, and it may have put his anticipated pension of more than 20 years of service in jeopardy. Now, you know, last but not least, McCabe did say that he was being singled out because of the role that he played and the actions took to events that, hey, he said he witnessed in the aftermath of James Comey's firing. And also he said the focus on me and my report became an unprecedented effort by the administration, driven by the president himself, to remove me from my position, destroy my reputation, and possibly strip me of a pension I worked 21 years to earn. Now, here's a point. McCabe found out about his firing due to a press release. And Trump, though, had sent a cryptic message. And it was one of those December tweets saying, hey, the FBI Director Andrew McCabe is racing the clock to his retiring with full benefits, 90 days to go. Yep, I just leave you with this. Watch what you claim, because if this is moral Christian values, I'll make a suggestion for people. If it's time for me to go, you know, go to heaven and stand in line to meet my Creator, I definitely want to stand behind Donald Trump and let him go first, because I figure that whatever happens when he faces the ultimate judge and our creator and our father, I'm sure whatever you've done will be considered a cakewalk when it's a big difference between using, quote-unquote, the creator's name in vain, saying you're reaching out to evangelicals, and then you do something totally different and opposite. Be careful of what it is that you represent, and remember something. We all make mistakes. It's just being able to own up to it so you can move further ahead. Look forward to talking to you all next week. That special May 12th announcement is coming up. Everybody be blessed. Look for you all. Stay safe. Peace.